And we have the agency boards and commissions form thing.
Okay. I received this November 19th from the governor. It was not a personal letter, it's a memo to all agency boards and commissions. We get lots of those, but this one seemed particularly worthwhile to bring up. He talks about the state's annual e-government conference that was just held the 18th. The theme was meeting the expectations of the customer, and during the conference, the following four management principles were announced, and I, the governor, am now asking all government agency to embrace these principles. One, it should be easy for citizens and businesses to find information regarding government. Two, the administrative burden of complying with government requirements should be as minimal as possible. Three, self-service should be an option if at all feasible. And four, government should present an integrated view of government information and services. Now, and then it goes on to talk about different aspects of it, forms and calendars and such. We who know about accessibility read that into it, that self-service would mean it has to be accessible. Easy to find information would imply and there has to be accessibility in the systems and so on. But folks who don't know anything about it would never occur to them that that was a piece of those four principles. And so it seemed to me, and certainly, you know, the governor and folks who do the e-government stuff within state government, you know, they have certainly heard us continually raise the issue and so on, but it isn't even addressed at all. I felt like before I forwarded this to my staff, which I will do, or in addition to that, that we ought to respond to the governor and just make the points again about the importance of accessibility and so on. I personally felt like, although I could do that as an agency director, that it might have more clout coming directly from the board. So I've asked you to consider this and consider writing some kind of a response.
I think it's essential because, you know, like NIST affects people that work for the state, which, you know, most blind people aren't going to work for the state. But e-forms, that's what things are going. I mean, yep. Be able to, and it's beautiful. In a way, it's great for us because it solves the transportation issue. We don't have to go down to the agency. Mm-hmm. Computer is a tool that's accessible if done right. So it could be a great thing, or it could just be one more thing we can, you know, it's great out there that, like, menus on DVD players that, are not accessible to us. So the time is to get in the front door right now. I would suggest that since I'm going to be so busy reviewing all the tapes of the that somebody else volunteer to write the cover and then just forward it among us, and then we can all tweak it and send it, and, you know, signed by Barbara, I guess, as president.
She does a wonderful job of writing letters. Barbara's letter.
So I would make, say, Barbara, in between this and your nuptials.
You'll have to postpone your wedding.
Or you'll have to think quick and draft quick.
Well, I like the idea of someone else drafting it and then we tweak it.
Someone else.
Anybody want to volunteer? You know,
you
Bob's do doing this? Excuse me?
You could do that, Nancy. You do a very good job.
Well, just somebody just needs to put the first thing down, and then Barbara will tear it apart and rewrite it. And then,
Carla?
No, I was just wondering. I think Pearl mentioned that she could do it. Maybe she would draft, and then you guys can take a look at it. And
yeah, if he's ever volunteering this first draft, we're all ears.
I'm volunteering my part. That's what I thought you said. You said, Pearl?
I said I could do it, or...
I tell you what, I am so familiar with this issue because I deal with it on I will write the letter because it's I see other states that the stuff that has gone online And I see the opportunities and the limitations.
Thank you, Bob, that's exactly what I think is needed.
So I'll write the first draft, and then I'll send it to Barbara, and then I don't want to ever see it back again, because you make the changes, and it'll all be great, and then...
Okay, so you'll write the letter, and then you'll send it.
You'll send it to me, I'll send it to you, and you'll tear it apart, rewrite it, and then send it off.
But what he said makes really sense, he's exposed to it more than the rest of us. You know, this type of thing.
Okay, so I think it's consensus.
I hate to burden you, Bob, but, you know.
All right, well, in between my review of those cassettes.
Yeah. Okay, so that, so Bob is going to draft the letter, and then we'll go from there, and do, and we send it directly to the governor's office?
No, I would think that you would send it to Jan to then put on letterhead, but I guess if you, I think that'd probably be best.
Yeah.
Okay, and thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Yeah.
Okay, the other item is Newsline, and Ryan had asked to bring us a little information about Newsline.
Let me open the correct file first. Madam Chairman, I just came from Baltimore. Very exciting time for Newsline. The caffeine hasn't kicked in yet, and I'm, you know, okay, we're doing better. I just want to mention some things that were discussed in Baltimore that will affect Nebraska coming up here with Newsline. Now, I'll just mention a couple of them because I know time is a factor. One of them is the Lincoln Journal Star. Many people are aware that we've had problems with the Lincoln Journal Star, and we'll probably continue to have problems with them. We are devising a new method by which to retrieve the information. It's called the web robot. And I don't know what the web robot looks like. You know, it's supposed to be this little robot that goes out and grabs info off the web and puts it on Newsline. Sounds kind of nifty. Hopefully that will solve a lot of the problems, not only with getting the paper, but with a lot of the outdated stuff, which is a direct result of the way they archive. Mr. Chrisman, the technology expert, told me 2 weeks, and he would have some kind of an answer for me. So hopefully that will be the case. I'll let you know. Also, our phone number is going to be changing soon. The National Center has switched phone providers in lieu of the big fiasco last month with the busy circuits. Many of you remember calling Newsline and getting the busy signal and all circuits are busy, and that being a constant problem for over a month. We're switching from Quest to USA DataNet. Unfortunately, a lot of telephone numbers will have to switch temporarily. I don't know what ours is going to be yet. I'll let you all know as soon as I know. But then eventually it's going to switch back to the number we have now. 888-882-1629 number. Some locations will have local numbers in order to cut down on phone costs. One of the benefits is going to USA DataNet from Quest. We're going from a rate of 3.2 cents per minute to 2 cents a minute, but they can cut down on even more costs by using local phone numbers. I don't know whether Omaha will be a local phone number yet or not. We'll know, and when, of course, I know, I'll let you know. Also, be on the lookout for a new and improved voice. One of the many complaints, especially by seniors, is that the voice is not as audible and understandable as it could be. And there's a new voice, needs a little tweaking, but it is pretty impressive. That should be coming along in the next few months. Hopefully that will solve some of the issues.
Ryan?
Yes?
The new voice sounds more like human voice? Or
it sounds a lot more human than the Eloquence does.
Okay. It'll have a Spanish accent.
That was one of the things we discussed, was there may be a new bilingual program coming. They've talked about that for quite a while. I'll believe it when it happens, but that's the latest word. Also, a couple new magazines coming on Newsline. One is The New Yorker, and one is The Economist. Why they haven't put Playboy up for me yet, I'm really not sure, but they don't seem to take my request very seriously. They are contending that they're only putting magazines up that are not available in alternative format.
I was going to suggest to you, but...
What's that?
I was going to say that. That's why that one isn't one reason.
I know that, but that was kind of one of the topics of discussion was...
When will those come, Ryan?
What's that?
When will those come?
Not sure yet. In the next couple of months. This is all general. There's no specific time yet. And finally, there was one other, and I just lost it. Yes, one of the main goals, oh, of course, how could I forget? One of the main goals of Newsline is to increase readership even more. It's steadily going up, but too slowly. I just want to encourage everyone in this room, even if it's only once a week, please plug into Newsline and use it. There are all kinds of papers and soon to be coming more papers and magazines. We're almost at the 100 mark for papers. There's been problem, Barbara, you had talked to me about this, problem with the local information channel. It started on Thursday. We're not sure what it is yet, but we will get that figured out. It's not just Nebraska's, it's everybody's. It's the entire local channel software. And speaking of a local channel, many of you probably have noticed that the minutes haven't gone up the past couple of times. We have worked on that. They still can't tell me exactly what the problem is, but what they're going to do now is have me format the document and send it to them as soon as I get it, and they're going to put it up. They were supposed to do that last time and forgot, and I've spoke to them, that won't happen again. So minutes of this board meeting as well as future board meetings will go up in a timely manner. That's my report. Thank you.
Thank you. We really hope that those will get up there again, because that has been a useful way for us to have them available to people. If anybody has any questions or comments on that subject, now would be the time. Otherwise, we will go on to the focus topic for the next meeting.
Madam Chairman.
Yes.
I'd like to see us focus on the new policies and procedures of the agency. Is that possible?
You mean rule?
Not rule, the policy.
That's sorry, I
you
guess
mean
I
mean rule four that's under
tone did
under
sort of creep
charter.
Into my
mind.
Sorry. Oh, goodness. So I'm not sure.
I think she's talking about Rule 4, the policy, you know, the internal policies and procedures. It's
will that
still
be
a work in progress.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Oh. That's the getting moving forward with that is a goal for this year. I'm kind of doubting that we really have anything for you to present to you by the next meeting, although. I mean, we do still have some things to finish up with these three, and we hope to God not anything more with Chapter 2, but it's possible that we will. So I would hate to promise that. I think having that as a focus topic in 6 months is more reasonable. Even that's, I mean, we could certainly have a start going by then, but.
How about we haven't done technology in a couple years. Ross, I mean, I think if the next one would happen to be in Omaha, that would, or Jonathan, rather.
Yeah, November of 2002 was it that we last visited that area?
I think it was 2001. It was 2 years ago.
Oh, 2001? Maybe it was.
Because Mayo was still here.
Yeah, I could.
Right. I'd have to look back. No. It all seems like yesterday to me, so I would have to look.
I have our agenda, yeah. So I could, I mean, I could look that up, but I wonder, but if we, you know, we could do that with the whole thing with the suggestion box, with all that stuff, and maybe we could have Jim, you know, come as well to talk about the website.
I'm sure he will have to do that.
You know, whatever is, does that... You know, if we can talk about technology in general and the
website, what...
Website, too.
What we could do with it, or...
We could include in the topic that time, the website, how we're doing with this revisiting of our whole technology services in general. You know, we're really looking at, are we, how could we better utilize our technology team? What are some things we need to do, not do, and so on? We could have it dealing with the work product that group will have by then.
Well, and of course, the, you know, the Nebraska information system thing is certainly a part of the technology.
Right.
Even e-government, I mean.
Yeah.
Because that's another thing. I mean, they'll, is Jonathan the one, the best one to give them as a contact for that kind of issue too, to make make websites accessible and forms on webs?
Well, he'd be a good point.
Starting place.
Sure. Yeah. I guess one of the things we want to make sure we don't imply is that the commission is here to help every agency make their forms accessible. That would fit into the area of things that we can't be all things to all people, and but they should be paying attention to it and maybe contract with us or contract with some consumers that are knowledgeable and working on those things. And so yes, he could be a contact person, but maybe in your wording, make sure you somehow don't imply that we'll come in there and fix their form.
Well, I should, because I just got the National Federation of Blind, the National, just did a thing. They just certified the GE website. And I don't know what that process is all about, but they're basically want to be like, you know, the good housekeeping tool. You know, they want a way that businesses or anybody that's interested in making their site accessible has a place to go. And so I don't know how they're doing with it, but we need to give them contacts, because
they're
not going to go out and think of them themselves. We need to give them, point them in a couple directions.
Yeah, definitely. And that Bobby site is it's a resource that kind of tests.
Certain aspects of websites, are tested by the Bobby system.
Get all of it. I guess another related issue is the personnel, state personnel, the application forms that are online.
Yeah.
And I neglected to mention that earlier, but we do believe we actually have made really good progress there, and so I would encourage anybody to try to apply for a job online with the state, and if you have problems, let us know, and we can work again with personnel to get that fixed. Because if we ask them, is it fixed, they say, yes, it is. Most recently, Jonathan has tested, and we believe that the problems that were there are resolved. But you never know, they're going to go in and do something great and new, and that's going to throw the whole thing off. So. Periodically apply for a job and see how it goes. So that could be something we could update on too.
And you're right, Bob, it was November 17th of 2001 that we last focused on that topic, so it certainly is time to focus on it again.
Okay, we can make that happen.
So the date, I'd say Omaha, February 21st or 28th?
Okay, yes, we are ready for the...
When did we go to Omaha last?
In May.
Was that in May?
Yeah,
was it?
August was Grand Island. And
mm-hmm.
Oh, good. The Saturdays...
That was my first one, that's how come I know.
Yeah. The Saturdays in February, the 14th, 21st, 28th.
Yeah, the 7th. 14th, 21st, 28th, 14th, if it really says, 8th, let me see, I don't think. Well, what about the 21st? Does that seem to be a?
When is President's Day, is that the?
16th.
Okay, it's the weekend before, yeah, so the 21st with, or 28th.
Versus work for men.
Dorothy, do you?
At this point, thanks.
So how about February 21st?
In Omaha.
In Omaha.
Yeah, to get it up to, Dorothy's neck of the woods one of these times, so they don't have to travel so far. Like Norfolk.
What was that?
He said, let's have it at your house and.
That's an idea.
He did say that.
Are we gonna start at 9 o'clock or?
Oh, let's start at 7:30. Don't know, no.
Okay, now, we had that, we've had that discussion before, do we want to, I mean, if people can get from, what is, as far as the setup time, that's what we've been concerned about when we've gone other places.
We appreciate that.
So.
Not much going on in February, the 21st, so we can start at 9:30 or 10.
I guess I think 9:30 might be better for getting the setup. But we could make 9 o'clock work, whatever you. How, Nancy, how late would it have to be, or what would be the earliest it could start for you to actually get there that morning or that you'd need to come?
I'll tell you what, I'm an early riser anyway, so you guys name the time, I'll get there.
6:45.
I'll be there. I'll be there.
I won't.
Well, we can make 9 o'clock work, if that's the.
That'll work for me. I may choose to ride with the Lincoln people, if that's possible, you know, like we did the last time, although I don't, at this point, I, you know.
Did that put you in your months, Mark?
Sure, just let us know.
Okay.
Okay, so is 9 o'clock consensus, does anybody want to?
No.
Move it to something else?
We'll declare that it will not snow that day, so.
Exactly.
It'll be perfect.
Okay, so, yes.
I did want to also mention, we heard earlier evidence of the terrible tape from last time. And we always were, you know, trying to be economical and have me or the person, a combination of me and the person taking notes to set up the taping equipment. And with it not always being to be the same note taker each time as we moved around. And with me usually before the meeting, talking to people and having people come up to me with questions and such, it just really did not work well to try to do, in addition to the role of myself or the note taker. And besides the setup, it's making sure it's actually working throughout the thing and putting new tapes in throughout the day. So I would like to mention today, we really appreciated Hubert Paulson coming to spend the day with us. We did pay him for his time, but we still also, you know, acknowledge it's a Saturday and we appreciate that work. And, you know, I talk a lot about how we can cut costs, but I want you to understand that when we see we need to do something differently and go ahead and make a commitment, we do it. And so, having said all that, I hope the tapes today are perfect. Probably.
Barbara said she'll come in tomorrow and listen to all of them.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Any big spots, she'll re-edit.
You know, probably see if Hubert's available to go with us to Omaha.
I like those little three tapes, that.
See about somebody there that can work it for us. So I want to thank Hubert.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Hubert.
And thank you again, Jen, for taking notes.
Thank you, Jen.
And thank you whoever gets the agendas done and everybody for being here. It's a lot more interesting to us and it feels like we're being a lot more productive when people come and interact with us. We cannot figure out how to do this thing without help from those of you who both work at the commission and are clients of the commission, and you know, we appreciate your coming. I don't know how to say that in a way that you can feel it, each of you personally, so that hopefully you'll come back again.
Invite them to your house for cookies. And cookies.
I think you should go give everybody a hug.
Is there a garbage can in there, Pearl?
Okay.
We can dispose of our own.
Madam
so
Chair.
At this point, if there is there any other business?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Yes, it sounds like it.
I am disappointed.
Even before the meeting has ended? Okay.
I'm disappointed because during the transition discussion, I had an item. I spoke up and was not recognized.
Uh-oh. Well, thank goodness the meeting isn't over yet, because now you won't have to be able to go and
well,
say, well, now I didn't get to get heard. But so now
is this something we want to talk about, or would you rather I come to the next meeting, because I will address it.
Come to the meeting.
Well,
I know people want to go home, but this is something I want to talk about, and I'll come to the next meeting if that's what it takes, but it needs to be addressed.
Well, I apologize if you called for the floor and I missed you. We haven't officially adjourned yet. What's your pleasure, commissioners? We've been on the subject today.
Well, I think in light of the fact, I know everybody wants to go home, you know, we don't get caught in a snowstorm, but I think we're all in tune of what people have said about the transition, and now would be more appropriate than forgetting half of what we heard, you know, before. Even going over the minutes, it's more clear in my mind now than going over minutes later. So I would vote to hear it now, personally. I'm one person.
Rest of you?
I guess Brian is not bashful, so I wonder why he did the second time. And looking at, I guess, we've got 2.5 hour drive back home, or 3 hour drive, and snowstorm.
It sounds like what you have to say, Ryan, is going to be very important, and is probably going to take some further discussion.
It might. As I said, I'm willing to come to the next meeting. I guess I need to give fair warning well in advance that this is what's coming. So.
Yeah, and it's.
That'd be my vote for you to come next time. Good people to have to put
this is Pearl. Does anybody know what the weather is doing outside? Is it?
I was just out not too long ago, and it was cold, but it wasn't snowing or anything yet.
Thank you.
I was going to say, honestly, it just felt like it was maybe headed toward maybe more damp, but it could have been the temperature dropping.
Okay.
Well, it sounds as if the vote is to put it over to the next meeting. I again apologize. Ordinarily, if somebody, you know, sings out more than once, I eventually do get it, and I guess I didn't. But and I apologize for that. But you know, again, people, be persistent if you don't get through the first time. You know, when I was ticking off the names of people we were going to hear from, I truly didn't hear you. So anyway, it seems as though the vote is, or the consensus is, to wait till the next meeting, because three people have said,
that's
wait
fine.
Till next time.
And
that's
frankly,
right.
Because if it's important, you know, we want to deal with it, and if, you know, we don't want to, if it's going to be something important, let's take our time. And
I'm willing to come to the next meeting.
Well, we want to see, that's
okay.
The way Barbara's, see, we get some right. People to Omaha the next meeting.
Good idea. That's a good idea.
Okay, is there any further business?
So it will
going
be in Omaha?
Yeah, well,
February 21st?
I it seemed that was consensus.
Okay.
February 21st, 9 o'clock in Omaha.
Okay.
So if there's any disagreement with that, you maybe want to sing out loud. Maybe I'm losing my hearing along the way.
Case closed.
Okay. Hearing no other business and no disagreement on the time and location of the next meeting, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.